And of course, the sheriff was the one causing all the trouble, wanting to shut the thing down without letting it happen, because Woodstock had happened. And now they're thinking all of these awful young people are going to come here, and the Rolling Stones and Janis Joplin, the whole show. And so,
well, most of the churches were against it, and most of the city government, because of the heat from certain people.
The Zoning Commission acted after hearing more than 3 hours of testimony, most of it against the festival. Witness after witness testified the event would turn into an uncontrollable orgy.
Well, the membership to this committee is swelling. We had a meeting in Belglade last night of more than 100 interested and influential citizens, including 30 to 50 ministers.
The opposition was led by the Palm Beach Committee for Decency. Among those testifying for the committee was Mayor Sam Houston of Louisville, Texas, who described the festival held there last Labor Day as a near tragedy. Houston said his 9-man police force was at the mercy of the more than 100,000 persons in attendance.
You have no control over it. Your community has no control over it, because with such a mass of people and with so a few law enforcement officials and officers, you cannot adequately maintain law and order. And of course, the main threat that was hanging over our head was the threat of riot. And at several times we felt that it was imminent, and also felt that we would have probably been close to helpless if such a riot had occurred. And such a riot is possible at these pop festivals.
Jess Moody was basically saying that the Religious Alliance of Churches would get behind it and would get the heat off their back.
My facility is not a pasture and field, which Woodstock and the festivals that they tried to produce in the courtroom were held at. These people did not have competent facilities. They did not have competent security. People were invited to come there and get naked and do all of these obscene things for months and months ahead of time, yet the government entities and the counties and states that they lived in did nothing to stop this type of action. So therefore, I can only say to them, they got what they asked for.
They said, we've got to ask for one thing, no nudity. And I said, well, I don't understand that. And they said, well, we are not going to let our children's minds be hurt by nudity.
Arthur came, crowds were monstrous, was pouring down rain.